You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Mets rolling 4-1. David Peterson rolling. And then a collapse. That can't happen. The Braves were dead. On the verge of being two touchdowns back in the NL East. And finally sitting there watching it, not feeling intimidated by that team or that building or anything about it. I felt like the Mets finally had the upper hand, building off of what they did a year ago on that final day of the baseball season in that game where they clinched the wild card spot. You could feel it. It was different. And then they implode. It can't happen. Not to the Braves. They were dead. And the Mets BT gave them some life yesterday.
Atrocious loss. Absolutely gross performance by the Mets when it mattered. But to me, I don't think it should matter that it's the Braves. I know why you say, I know the history, obviously. But the way the Mets played last night, if they did that against the Rockies or the White Sox or the Padres or the Red Sox, it would have been equally as gross. I mean, that was repulsive. Guys not knowing how to run the bags, catcher not knowing which base to throw it to, possibly some managerial decisions we could get into. Mm-hmm. Now, the good news is it's one game. But I got to tell you, like, looking, my greatest concern about the Mets, there were two things this year before this four-game skip. Number one, was the bottom third of the order good enough? Right? Okay. And then did they, what we were seeing with the arms, was that real? Well, now there's some injuries. We know about that. Bottom third of the order not hitting. But I know why you fired up because of the Braves, but I don't think it should matter. Like, I'm watching that. I'm like, this is an absolutely epic implosion by the Mets. That was gross.
Right, but until the eighth inning, it was a near-perfect game.
So Soto what? Homered. It's how it finishes.
Yeah, well, so but that's it can't happen to the Braves. Soto homered. They had their best pitcher out there throwing a gem. I have no issue with Mendoza leaving David Peterson in to start the eighth inning. I have no issue going to Reed Garrett when he did. I have an issue with the performance. I have an issue with Francisco Alvarez. Those are guys who I blame for this one. You want to say the offense couldn't needed to do more? I mean, maybe. I don't think the Mets are a bad team. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about they had a chance to kill the Atlanta Braves. And worse than just the loss last night, which was unacceptably bad, now Chris Sale is looming tonight against Paul Blackburn.
Yep.
Okay, so now, I mean, you would think, chances are, the Braves are going to win tonight. And if that happens and the Mets already lose this series with a chance of getting swept on Thursday, on Thursday tomorrow, that can't happen. So to me, it is more about the Braves. I'm not worried about the Mets as a team overall. I'm more worried about that performance last night against this damn team.
There's a lot of ups and downs. Listen, I was saying this about the Yankees the other day. Now, we'll get to the Yankees later. I might have a little bit of a different opinion today about the Yankees based on they can't score a run. But I do hold on to a general concept. It is a long season. It's long. It's often fun with these teams. There's a lot of talent. Usually you're never as good as you look on your best day, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's bad on your worst day. Like, the answer is somewhere in between. But I haven't been as convicted in these Mets being these world killers, maybe as much as others. Now, understanding that they have some talent, understanding that they're a pretty good team, the one thing about these Mets is they kick the ball all around the field. Whether it's Pete who can't flip it to somebody at first base covering, whether it's Soto on skates, not as much this year, but it's going to be coming. And you know that he's an average defender at best. And Alvarez, to me, is one of the biggest disappointments. I heard you going on Volpe, and I'll respond to that later. Make sure you say that ire for your boy Alvarez, who suddenly can't hit. He's been around 4 years like Volpe. He's hitting 220, doesn't know how to throw the ball. He didn't even know what base to throw the ball. And to me last night, of all the things, and this has not been reflective of who they are all year, I want to be fair to the Mets. Like, there was a comedy of errors, and we don't see that too often. But of all the things that would drive me nuts if I was a Met fan, it was what Juan Soto said after the game. Dude, can you project an ounce of leadership and understand that it was you who messed up? Listen, we can all, you played this level, played college, played high school. I don't know a person, including me, who once ever looked to an umpire and said, oh, man, should I run? Should I go? Dude, the ball's in front of you. Now, I understand that, like, if it's a hit and run and you slide and you don't know where the ball is, I get things are moving quickly. The ball was in front of you. So not only did Juan Soto get picked off, not only did Juan Soto look like a little leaguer on the bases last night, Juan Soto couldn't even put the thumb in his own chest.
Yeah.
Even after the game, he's blaming the umpires. Dude, that is a bad look. That is 1,000% Soto's fault. There's no question.
I have zero issue with Juan Soto.
You should, because the ball's right in for him.
He's not getting paid to base. Here's what I would say about Soto. I don't need him to run the bases. Like, he's trying to steal more bases this year.
Yeah.
I don't need him to try to steal second base with Pete Alonso up. So, now, it happened. You're going to get caught stealing. He's had, what, 8 stolen bases? He was 8-for-8. He got caught stealing once. What, I'm going to ridicule
him? No, I didn't even really. I mentioned that, but the big play is the right field with Acuna. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the ninth inning.
Okay.
Just look up. Did he catch it? Did he not?
Yeah. Okay, but maybe it was a tough play. I thought did you see the Acuna? He had, like, some kind of thing coming out of his glove, which looked like an outfield chart, maybe, which is white.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Soto maybe, he didn't say this after the game. I was hoping he maybe would say that because I was thinking along those lines. But when Acuna's glove goes up against the wall, you see like a white thing.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Which could appear to be a ball, depending on how far you are, but it was some kind of sheet that he had in his glove.
So it's Soto, all the like the tendency shorts. They usually keep in their pockets. Yeah. They'll look at it
he
or
had
in their
it
hat.
Coming out of his glove, which could maybe be confusing. Should he have been Soto listening to his base coach? Or
he
whatever?
Was telling him get back.
Saying he's looking at the ump. I can't go nuts
but
about
he
that.
He said that he was blaming the ump. Yeah, Sal. He was saying the ump didn't give you a decision.
Oh, he didn't
use your eyes. Juan, it's right in front of you.
But he didn't. He couldn't tell.
Well, that's his fault. That's why I'm saying I got to call him out for it.
He had 2 hits, including a tone-setting homer, and was on base 3 times. So I'm not going to pick on Soto now. Alvarez, I will. He's got his head up his rear end. He can't hit, and I would let it go if it's just the offense. And I'm thinking, watching along, I'm like, all right, well, his defense isn't bad. And then that happens. And then even worse, the manager excused it afterwards.
Yes, he did.
So that, to me, is a problem. Alvarez has been a zero at the dish, and I mean a zero at the dish.
Awful.
And if you're now taking that behind the plate with you, and by the way, maybe that throw to second, which was just, like, that to me is Little League. Dude, you're taught to run toward the runner. You have him dead to rights. And at the very least, you throw to third base, send him back to second. You don't throw behind him. And then Mendy afterwards like, no, that's the right play. What? That's the right play? No, it's not. That's the wrong play. And then he has the gall to change the pitch call on Reed Garrett.
Yes,
Garrett's been one of their best relievers this year.
And Reed said the right thing. I think he took the bullet for his catcher last night. He's like, well, you know, he went with my wipeout pitch. I got to trust him. That's a bad look, too. Alvarez is a disaster this
year. Send him down. It's not a knock on somebody saying that he's not performing well at the major league level, a young player with great expectation. Send him down so he can learn how to play the game the right way so you don't have this happen on a team that's trying to win a damn division for the first time in 10 years. It can't happen. So Alvarez, to me, is the biggest culprit. I know people are going to nitpick on Soto or people nitpick on Mendoza's decisions. I'm sure people go after Alvarez overall, whoever you want to blame, that can't happen. Not to the Braves. Not in that spot. Now with Chris Sale looming, no Kodai Senga to take his spot tonight. The Mets are unraveling a little bit
McGill's
here.
McGill's banged up. Yeah. Not that you love McGill, no, but I mean, you're talking about strength in numbers. Yeah. Those numbers dwindling here by the day. Depth, Mets are banged up right now.
Takes a hit right there, but it was all they had to do was hold on to a 4-1 eighth inning lead. That's all they had to do. And then all that stuff would go away. Okay, three-game losing streak. Snap, they won the first game at Atlanta. Braves aren't intimidating. Braves are dead. Two touchdowns back. And they blow the game in that fashion, which will now lead to you can't help but feel, uh-oh, again. You can't help it. For a team that's 12 games back in the division, still not sniffing 500, you can't help but feel, uh-oh, the Braves might still have life.
That's what I was going to ask you. All right, so we're both revved up today. Awful loss. Everyone will be revved up with the Yankees, too. Rough patch. Yeah. Rough patch with baseball.
Haven't won a game since Friday, either
Dude,
team.
It's been absolutely gross, okay? So, for a second, let's breathe. I got an important question for you.
Yeah.
Let's breathe. Let's feel it. Do you think this changes the Mets' season?
No. Deep down, no, I don't. I think it might change the Braves' season.
Well, if it changes the Braves' season, it's probably going to change the Mets' season.
No, I mean, the Mets would really have to go. Now, these are important 10 games here.
This is the season, the stretch.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say it's the season. I would say that it's the division. I think the Mets are going to have, if you want to be taken seriously as the, see, here's the difference with the Mets and the Yankees. The Mets need to prove themselves in the regular season. The Yankees don't have to do that. They were held to a higher standard, like it or not. The Mets still are in their infancy stages here of building, trying to build a sustained winner. Yeah. And it should not be accepted to just say, well, okay, they're a wild card team. They barely make the playoffs in their history two consecutive years. And how about you start winning some divisions? Why should we look at the Braves as better or the Phillies as better? And the Mets, for the most part, I mean, they still have the best record in the National League, which is why I'm not going completely nuts today.
It's dialed down south.
It's more, yeah, exactly. It's more because it's the Braves. So I'm not going to go nuts about their season, but I do think this 10-game stretch, they have a chance, and still do, even with that horrific loss last night, to put the foot on the throat of the Braves once and for all and take them out of the equation, and then it's the Mets and Phillies. And obviously, they'll play the Phillies this weekend. But yeah, this is a big stretch for me as far as how you look at the landscape of the NL East.
You could have deleted the Braves from the equation last night. You really could have. So we'll see what happens here today. We'll see what happens in the third game. It's not a good pitching matchup. The Braves obviously align their pitching for this. But think, and we'll get to the calls here. I know people are fired up. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. But I did say that to me, whether it's the White Sox or the Reds or whomever, the optics of last night would bother me equally, independent of the rivalry with the Braves. Like, I say one more thing about Alvarez, because we're focused on the throw to second base, right? Which is literally, you're right, run at him, or obviously throw to third and make him retreat back to second. That's rudimentary, basic one-on-one stuff. If you don't know that, can't help you. All right, but what to me is even more disconcerting, because it's a reflection of a little bit of maybe emphasis on the wrong thing. And me and Hoff were talking about this before the show. One thing, maybe the only thing at this point, that Alvarez is really good at is framing. He is fantastic framing the baseball. But if you look at the sequence before the play with the runner at second base, he's on one knee. And he's on, and so to me, the emphasis with a runner in scoring position should not be on stealing a borderline strike. It's got to be being able to throw your shin guards in the dirt, not with one knee, with two, box it off the chest, and keep the runner in front of you. I can't stand it from a baseball, maybe it's old school, purist, that's fine. But if you do it that way, I promise you, the throw to second wouldn't matter because the runner wouldn't have ventured that far off the base.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jason is in Brooklyn starting us off. What's up, Jason?
Boys, good morning. Just the worst loss of the season by 7,000 miles. Horrendous. And I want to say that I think that this is concerning that the Mets are playing with their food a little bit now. They should have made the Rays go get their laundry and do their errands. And again, same with the Braves. They're not taking advantage of this critical stretch where they had, again, three against the Rays. They should have won that series. And then they have what? 10 against the Phillies and Braves.
Well, why should they have won the Rays series? The Rays handed
They're better than the Rays. They didn't play like it, but I'm just saying.
They got swept. I mean, you could make a case they should have won the Friday night game. Okay, fine. They got swept. And it happens. You're going to get swept. You're going to lose series. I wouldn't go nuts over that. That loss last night is a different story to me, Jason.
And Sal, I got a bone to pick with you on the Soto base running. Yeah. I get it. that this is a long season and we have a billion more games. But that is just concerning because, as your partner pointed out, the ball's in front of him. And I get it. Soto's purpose on the team is to put the ball in the stands. But if that happens in September at a more critical period, I'm worried about it. And I was worried about this when they signed him because he's a great hitter, not a great fielder, not a good base runner, as again we saw last night. So it just this can't rear its head at a more critical time. That's all. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, I mean, listen, now in Soto's defense, he's stolen some bases and he's been adequate, maybe slightly better than adequate in the outfield, and he hasn't had many gaffes like that. But that my issue is, it's the wrong baseball play. We could debate that. That's fine. Ball's in front of you. Look, see what happens.
Right.
You don't even need a first base coach or an umpire. Just get your ass back to first base. But, like, even aside from that, I didn't like the way he kind of just passed the buck post game. Like, that's when you emerge. Even though Lindor's the leader, a real certifiable leader on your new team. Thumb, chest, my bad, big spot, I got to be better. We all know he went yard. We all know he's been hitting the hell out of the baseball. His OPS is 1,300 in June. He's got 5 or 6 home runs. He looks like Soto. That was a moment, I thought, for him to grow in terms of stature in the clubhouse. And he showed that he's a little bit of a me guy, which has always been the knock on Juan Soto going back to San Diego.
Which is why I love him. I think the Mets need some of that. Like, if you want Juan Soto, you're not bringing him in to be a leader. You're not bringing him in to steal bases or run the bases well or play perfect defense. You're bringing him in to be Juan Soto. And there's going to be some great with that, and there's going to be some issues that rub people the wrong way. I value the great more than I do nitpick the other crap.
I get that. I truly do.
And I get what you're saying. Like, he's not a leader. But
just give me a little more balance. I'm not saying that he's got to be the first on the field, first in stretches, first in sprints, first in warm-up. I mean, but the play was so egregiously misread. All you got to do is say, guys, my bad, we'll get him tomorrow. He's blaming the umpire 30 minutes after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was odd that a player would be so definitive about looking to the umpire. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but it should be a little bit of a balance. If he's not making a call, you got to make a decision.
Yeah, the first base coach knew.
Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that he was where he was supposed to be on the base paths, paying attention to what was going on. He clearly didn't know what was going on. And look, maybe he felt like he got too far off the base and he couldn't make it back, and he made the excuse for the... I have no idea. All I'm saying is that's... To me, Juan Soto did his job yesterday, setting the tone with the home run. He was on base 3 different times. That's what he's paid to do. If you want to see... Now, I know that I'm not alone... You're not alone. I don't really care. He could get picked off the base paths. He could get, you know, doubled off. That crap is going to happen. I'll live with it because I love what he brings to the table offensively. That's why he's here, the difference maker that he is.
Yeah, no, listen, and not to just beat this to a bloody pulp, I get it to an extent. There's certain things I can't give a pass on. Like, I understand he doesn't lead like a Lindor or even a Judge.
But you did give the Yankees a pass on the base paths over the weekend.
And I'll tell you why.
And those are 3 different guys with their heads
I agree with you.
Their rear end. Soto was at least he was trying. So all I'm saying is, if you're going to pick apart Soto, then get on the other 3.
Well, I wasn't in yesterday, so I couldn't react to the disgrace the night before. Right. We're not talking about the Yankees now. I promise you, I'm going to have a bit of a different tone with the Yankees today. They could take that to the bank. The reason why, and I wouldn't say it was a pass, it was more contextualization with the Yankees, is because they haven't been that sloppy team this year. This version, there's been many issues the way the Yankees have been built over the years. This particular 2025 version, up until the last couple of games, has been fairly buttoned up. They've caught the ball better. They've been better on the bases. They've hit the ball well, and the numbers reflect that. So I didn't feel the need to bury them. Juan Soto, in his career, historically, has been a sloppy right fielder and a sloppy base runner.
Right.
No, that's the difference.
I get it, but to me, it's just one-off thing with them. I'd rather live with that. Mike in Bayonne. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, Mike?
Hey, a couple things, guys, and then BT, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Listen, Alvarez cannot be the everyday catcher going forward right now. The guy is a mess. Torrens right now is the better catcher. He's the better overall player.
I agree.
Second, Jared Young needs to go. Why this guy is on this roster is amazing.
Well, no, it's not. It's not. Hold on, Mike. Why do you think Jared Young's on this roster?
The guy's batting 100.
Mike, why do you... There's an easy answer here. I'll help you out if you need it. Why do you think Young's on the roster?
He's a death piece, to be honest with you.
No. They're ravaged by injury. Jesse Winker, Vientos,
Siri.
Beatty, Siri. I mean, you name it. That's why.
Yeah, I'll give you that, okay. Sal. But you know what? In a big spot in the 10th inning with Marte on the bench, you cannot have that guy at the dish.
Different argument.
In a big spot. Okay?
What was your question, Mike?
BT, when did this stuff with the catcher start? When did catchers start beginning to just be on their knees, putting themselves in a bad spot to where they're backhanding balls, they're not dropping down to their knees, blocking the ball with their chest? When did this style of catching start? Because if you ask me, these catchers are just putting themselves in bad spots. And we saw it last night with Alvarez.
No, they totally are. That's the thing. The throw to second was ridiculous in terms of awareness, but it was so preventable. To answer your question, I don't know the exact answer. I would say the trend really started, Sal, last 10, 12 years, more of an emphasis on framing. It's been a little bit.
Well, what about Tony Pena doing it in the 80s?
Tony did do it, yes. Now, but he didn't do that with men on base, I don't think.
I don't recall that.
I can actually see it with the one leg out with the Pirates.
He did it famously in the 80s.
He did, for sure. But I don't think guys were on base, were they?
I mean, Benito Santiago used to throw from his knees.
Benito was nasty. Yeah. But that was different. That was like when the leg was stretched out. That was even more pronounced.
Just how they used to catch, not necessarily to frame pitches.
For sure. I mean, there are all numbers and all charts and analytics. And stealing pitches is an art. I mean, it does matter. That borderline 50-50 strike, if you present it, and that's why they teach the catchers, we were talking about this a month or so ago, to go from low to high. Because the umpire is right over the catcher, obviously, over his shoulder. And if he, even if it's a tick, you know, lower third of the zone, if he catches that, it's one motion. By the time it's presented to the ump, he thinks it's a strike. That's why the robo-umps, that's why I have always been robo-umps. What?
It's coming, too.
I want them to come because nightly they're missing pit both ways. But the Yanks and Mets get penalized. Yanks and Mets get rewarded.
Yeah.
But the so many things about baseball bother me. The framing, and that might be at the top of the list.
Trying to steal pitches.
I can't stand it.
Yeah,
because it takes away from the more important stuff.
I'm with you on that. BT, you're right. Same thing with the flopping in the NBA.
100%.
You're trying to deceive the official or the umpire, in this case, talking about framing.
Yeah.
That's not what the sport is supposed to be about.